Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
Well, it's great to be with you this morning. It is always an honour and a privilege for me to share the Word of God. It's an amazing thing. And like has been said, Happy New Year to obviously everyone here, but everyone online, whether you might be watching in a tent, you might be watching in a caravan or an annex or a motel room. You might be in a cushy motel room or resort or something like that. But welcome to church today. Well, as you can see up on the, if we just take a bit of a reflection on 2021, if we see up on the board, the last year's theme was the heart of God. And as we went through last year, we looked at, there were different series that we did, and some of those, one of them was Broken, Not Forgotten. Does everyone remember? How many people remember Broken, Not Forgotten? It seems so long ago. We did Character of God, Be the Love. You probably remember that. Bit more recent, the presence of the Lord was another series that we did, and the one we finished off last year was Light in the Darkness. And so So we're going to start this year with a new series, but we're not going to get to that yet. When I was preparing, I always try and sit down and say, God, what are you trying to say today, and what do you want me to do today? And so this was totally different to the message that I'd prepared, but I want to begin by praying for a few people this morning. And we're not going to bring people out the front, but I am going to ask people to stand. And I just want to explain it first. And it was really clear what God gave me this morning. And it was to pray about the year. For those who are still feeling uncertain, you're feeling nervous, and you have fear for the future. And it's a gutsy call to stand up, obviously. But to be replaced with a confidence in God like you've never had before, that is above all that is happening around you. And God gave me a really specific scripture, and I just want to read it to you. And this is about single-mindedness. Okay, this scripture is from James 1. And it's James 1, 5 through to 8. And it says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Now, just before I read the rest of it, this scripture actually starts at the start of James. It talks about trials and tribulations and persecutions, how they'll come. So that your faith is in God alone. It says, do not waver. For a person with a divided loyalty, and some versions say double-mindedness or double-minded, is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do. Now, you would know if, as I read that, and it's a tough call, I know that, but as I read the prayer about the new year is about uncertainty, that you're nervous and fearful of the future. And so I just want to pray for a few people this morning. Like I said, it's a gutsy call, but if you know that that is speaking to you, it might be one person here. I just want you to stand right now, and I'm going to pray. If you are uncertain or nervous or you fear for the future, can I just encourage you, and it could be someone online too, but can I just encourage you, and as a gutsy call, your heart will be going a million miles an hour, but can I just get you to stand right where you are right now, and we'll pray. Good on you guys. That's courage. That's courage. Anyone else? Just take a stand. Good on you. Okay, church. We're going to gather around, as in we're not going to physically gather around, but we're going to gather around in prayer around these people, okay? We don't know the different circumstances, and that's okay, but they're all different reasons. So let's pray together, church, for the body of Christ and the people that are here who have stood. and those obviously could be online as well. Father, we just thank you for your word and for your life-changing word. And Father, I just pray for each and every person that has stood up, whether it be here or at home or wherever it is. And Lord, I pray for a renewed confidence in you, that they wouldn't be swayed by man, but they would be single-focused on you, God. That the double-mindedness would go and be pushed back, and there would be a single-mindedness in their life like they have never known or understood before, a peace that goes beyond all understanding, that transcends the circumstance, and it is by your power and your spirit that it comes. And as is, you know, works with a physical healing miracle, that is a miracle that they would go, I have never known or understood peace like this before. And I'm settled in the circumstance. So, Father, let your power fall right now. Let your spirit fall in each of these circumstances. We just give you thanks for the way you work. And your power is real. Your word is real. And it is powerful. And we pray these things in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. 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 Thanks, guys, for your courage. And we pray God's blessing on you for 2022. So, as we begin a new year, we're going to begin with this year with a new series. And so, it is the series is called Forget Not His Benefits. And it is in, we're reading from Psalm 103 this morning. And so, it is Forget Not His Benefits. So, if you've got your notes there, you want to take notes, or on your phones or your iPads or whatever, if you want to take notes, the series is Forget Not His Benefits. And I think, Andy, it's, is it 3 weeks we're doing this over? 3 or 4, I think. And so, we will be working through this, and there'll be different things that come out of it. And so, so we're going to start this morning with this, and so I'm going to pray to start the year off. Father, we just thank you for your word, and I pray that it is life-changing. We know it's life-changing, and I pray that you would help us to get a greater understanding of your desire for our life. And Father, we just lay 2022 before you at your feet, and take it and do it what you will, Lord, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So a psalm of David. Psalm 103, and we're going to read from verses 1 to 5. And firstly, I'm going to read it in the Amplified Version, and then I'm going to follow it up in the New Living Translation. Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deep within me. Bless his holy name. Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget any of his benefits. Who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you lavishly with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the soaring eagle. And in the New Living Translation, it goes like this, a little bit more, can be user-friendly for some. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he has done. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things, and my youth is renewed like the eagles. So today I'm going to mostly focus on verse 2, which is around forget not his benefits. And at the end, I'm going to briefly chat about the first part of the benefits, which is he forgives all my sins. Who forgives all my sins, which is in verse 3. From the beginning of this psalm, David speaks of the depth of relationship he has with God, the depth of respect he has for God, and the depth of gratitude he has to God. Let me just say that again. David speaks of the depth of relationship he has with God, the depth of respect he has for God, and the depth of gratitude he has to God. It means a great deal to David, and when he speaks of his benefits, it is from first-hand experience. Now, just to give you a little bit of a very quick summary on Psalm 103, David, for the first five verses, talks about his reflections and his experience with God. And then from there on, from 6 to 19, he talks about how God has worked with his people, with the children of Israel. But we are going to focus on 1 to 5 for this series. So these are from first-hand experience. So David's been through it. He wrote this after he's been through so much. As a shepherd, when he had to deal with the lions and the bears, when he faced Goliath, he speaks this from that experience. He speaks it from the experience he had with Saul and all that went on with that. And obviously with Bathsheba, he speaks through that experience as part of the benefits. And of course, the story of his son Absalom and how sad that all was. So David wrote this following all those. So he speaks from first-hand experience. David shows us, the first point, David shows us the importance of gratitude. That's the first thing we see in this. So I'm going to do three quick points. But firstly, he shows us the importance of gratitude. See, I don't know about you, but thank you makes the world go round. Doesn't it? Is anybody working customer service here? Anybody? How many people here work in customer service? I'm not going to call you at the front. It's okay. You can lift your hands high. How many work in customer service? Well, I work in customer service. And that whole thank you thing is just so important. Gratitude is just such an important thing. And I know that, you know, when I'm over the road and I'm working at the paint counter, you have repeat customers. Anyone working in customer service that has repeat customers? And when at the end of that service someone comes in and they go, thank you so much. And they're very grateful for what they receive. And so the next time they come in, you want to help them. You want to give them the best that you possibly can. Now, I'm not saying it's a good thing this way, but if someone has been grumpy and has not shown gratitude and been the other way, you tend to, the next time you come in, you think, do I really want to put this effort in to really help them? See, gratitude and saying thanks makes the world go round. And when David speaks, it's not just a passing thanks. This is a genuine, I don't know where my life would be if it wasn't for you, Lord. That's how David's speaking. I don't know where my life would be if it wasn't for you, Lord. He has a genuine gratitude towards God for his life and the way it's outworked. And if you notice, some of those things weren't fun. Some of what he went through wasn't fun. So you can be thankful to God even if there's been times in your life that haven't been fun. And we can see that and how this outworks. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18 says, "Rejoice always and delight in your faith. Be unceasing and persistent in prayer. In every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful." Be thankful. Let's go back there. In every situation, no matter what circumstances, even if it's COVID, even if you don't agree with some of the government, even if life's been hard and you've been locked down, it says, be thankful. This is fun, isn't it? Be thankful and continually give thanks to God. And it says this, it's really interesting. It says, for this is the will of God for you. It's not about making God feel good about himself. It says, this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. God's will for you. Let me ask you a question. Is that the kind of gratitude that you have for God? Well, we've all been through stuff and we've all been through difficult circumstances, but is that the kind of gratitude that you have for God? Have you been thankful over the last 2 years because of his benefits? Or have you been grumpy with God because of what you've been through? Charles Spurgeon in his commentary says this, and I want to read this really slowly. I had to read it slowly anyway. Most of you might be okay, but I need to read this slowly. Observe that he calls all that is within him. This is what Charles Spurgeon says. Observe that he calls all that is within him to remember all the Lord's benefits. So David calls all that is within him to remember all the Lord's benefits. And it says, for our task, our energies should be suitably called out. God's all cannot be praised with less than our all. I just love what Charles Spurgeon says. So God's all, God and all his benefits cannot be praised with less than our all. As in, we need to give God our all in thanks and praise, no matter what the circumstance. So that's the first thing. David shows us the importance of gratitude. Secondly, the second point is a reason not to forget. Forget not his benefits. It's interesting that David says, forget not. It's similar to remember, but seemingly a stronger emphasis. And as I studied this, I thought, why did he not say remember? Why did he say forget not? And I thought, maybe it, you know, it's not available. Maybe it's not available in the Hebrew. Maybe that wasn't a word in the Hebrew. But I did some searching and I found that he could have used remember, but he used forget not because of the emphasis. He says, forget not. Now, has anyone ever said to you, whatever you do, don't forget to do so-and-so? Has anyone ever said, whatever you do, don't forget this? Now, we've probably all had those moments in our life. But what the sinking feeling is when you see the outworking of when you have forgotten to do what you're asked to do and the outworking of that. So here's some associations with forgetting. Here's some associations for you. You might be able to... you might have forgotten it was a casual day at school. Has anyone ever forgotten? Like if you go to a school that's got uniforms, has anyone ever here forgotten to wear casual on a uniform? You stand out, don't you? You really stand out. It's really one of those things. I forgot to put my casual. And you know, no one gives you a hard time. No one at all gives you a hard time. Everyone just says, yeah, that's good, they forgot. But all right, here's another association for you. You forgot your sports uniform. Do you ever forget your sports uniform, Matt? You did? Was that devastating for you? You forgot your football boots. Oh, my goodness. For a footballer, that's terrible. So you forgot your football boots. So here's another one. You forgot an ingredient. When you went down to the shops and you especially, you had this menu that you had to put together and you went down, you forgot one thing off that. And that was the most important thing. You could have done with all the others, but you forgot the most important thing. So those things are, you know, they have consequences, don't they? When we forget, they have consequences. So here's another one. You've forgotten a password. How many people here have forgotten a password? I can attest to this. Can I just say, how many people have spent many hours, at the Apple shop trying to unlock their phone because they forgot their password? How much fun is that? That is just ridiculous. And that's happened in our house, even though I don't have an Apple phone. Other members of our family have Apple phones. And I've got to go and line up and sort the password out. Is that fair? Praise God anyway. So you forgot to shut a door or a gate, or you forgot to lock something up. And I used to work in a timber yard, and we had for a time there, we went through some break-ins. And so we got we got these guard dogs. They were German shepherds. And anyway, one night we forgot to shut the door properly of our morning tea room. And we kept crayons and everything in the morning tea room, different coloured crayons. Anyway, the dogs feasted on those crayons. And so they were bright blue and bright red and bright yellow. And so the next morning when we put the dogs in the pen, we put them back in, about halfway through the day, we saw these bright blue things and red things dotted around the cage that they were in. And so they had shown us so there's one thing that happens when you forget to lock something. Or you forget, has anyone, any men here forgotten a birthday or an anniversary? Right? Are you still being reminded about it today? Stop reminding them about it. As long as they don't forget it the next year as well. Or have you ever forgotten to pick a child up from school? Have I ever forgotten to pick a child up from school? I have. Okay. I can't remember. So when we forget, we put ourselves under pressure. We can hurt others when we forget. We can miss out. Forgetting can have dire consequences. And when we forget not, others appreciate it. It benefits us when we forget not. And it shows that we've made that thing that we forget not, it shows that we've made it a priority, that it is an absolute priority. And there are different reasons why we forget. We forget because it's not a priority, obviously. There's too much going on. And I wrote a note next to this one, there's too much going on. A lot of people forget God these days and end up more and more forgetting God and forgetting his benefits. But they've got themselves so busy and they have no time and space for God in their life. Can I just say one of the best resolutions you could make, if you can stick it out, is to make more time and space for God in your life. Sometimes we conveniently forget because we didn't want to remember in the first place. So I want you to ask yourself this question. Is God and what he says number one priority in your life? Is God and what he says number one priority in your life? Doesn't mean you don't have other priorities. Doesn't mean everything else falls aside. But is God number one priority? In 2022, is God number one priority in your life? Somewhere in the Bible, I think it's Matthew 6:33, it says, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." So seek first. Make God number one priority. And with an attitude of thankfulness and making him number one priority, you probably won't forget. And it will help you to remember the good things of God. The third thing is his benefits. So much more than you could ask for. Now, the primitive root word in the Hebrew is the word gamal. It means to deal out or to deal bountifully. Some of the other meanings are that it could be a reward. So when it comes to his benefits, when you think of a game of cards, when you get an amazing hand in a game of cards, like you get dealt an amazing hand, I mean, it is incredible. Like, it, you know, if you get four aces in certain games in a hand, you go, that is a great hand, and you're likely to win the hand. But it gives a whole new meaning to being dealt a great set of cards in life or a great hand in life. These things are amazing. I don't think sometimes we don't take the time to actually look at the amazing things that God has given us. These are his benefits. Let's just go through them one by one. He forgives all my sins. He heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death. He crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. And my youth is renewed like the eagles. Now, you might be sitting there saying, well, there's some things that are contrary to that that have happened in my life. Well, there were in David's life, but he's able to write this down in a reflection and say these are the benefits that come with a relationship with our Heavenly Father. The benefits that come because Jesus went to the cross and died and rose again. These are the benefits we have as children of God. I'll take those every day of the week. Now, these are both for now and for later. And it's interesting, Dave's word this morning, but I had this written down. These are both for now and for later. And understanding these benefits gives us an eternal perspective. Now, I just want to speak briefly about the last couple of years. I don't want to go on about it too much. Dave said in his word, our home is not here. It's in heaven. And it's an eternal home. Now, we've seen, you don't have to look very far to see that leadership has used fear to get people to do what they want them to do. They've used fear, and people are very scared out there of what's going on. And I've reflected on that a little bit this year, and that eternal perspective is just so important. Because if you know you're going to spend eternity with God, then the fear factor of, and I'm going to be straight here, you're going to die in this life. You know, there's a scripture that says death has no sting. It has no sting. And so, you know, there's times we're going to be concerned about things. But it is just so important we understand God's benefits because it gives us an eternal perspective. And we might have moments of fear, but they fall off because we realize and understand that our home is not here. Our home is an eternal home. And I would just say to you today, if you don't have the assurance that you have an eternal home, then sort it out and just ask God to give you that eternal assurance. All you got to do is ask him into your life and make him your Lord and Savior. I'm not going to do an altar call now, but if you want that assurance, that's all you've got to do. And God will say, yes, please, come in. It's just so important that we understand God's benefits. Steph, if you want to come now. Now, I just want to say a side note with these benefits, okay? I think this is really important. In our home, there are benefits that our kids have living with us. Benefits come with responsibility. God gives the benefits anyway, but they come with responsibility. And as our kids live with us, as they've become older and hopefully wiser, they have seen an increase in responsibility given to them with those benefits. And sometimes, if those benefits are taken for granted, a conversation needs to be had, so to speak. And they'll know, but we call them family meetings. Does anyone else have family meetings? We have family meetings at home. And our kids know that when we have family meetings, that that there's been some things taken for granted. I work for an organisation that has benefits for its employees. One of those benefits is a discount for its employees. Now, this comes with some boundaries around it. Like it can be used, the discount can only be used for you and your household. And when you when you overstep those boundaries, it can have consequences. So I think God's benefits are amazing, as we've seen David talk about so beautifully. But it's important we're very grateful, thankful to God for his benefits, and we forget not those benefits. It will help you to have a much better disposition in life than whinging and moaning about the bad things that are going on, because his benefits far outweigh those by a country mile. So be grateful today and forget not. Now I just want to briefly, very briefly, I don't want to go into detail, but I want to very briefly, because God gave me three things today, very briefly talk about the first benefit on the list. And the first benefit on the list, if you don't remember, is he forgives all my sins. Now, Nick Devo did a brilliant message about 3 weeks ago, and she spoke about David and talked about the forgiveness of sins and that God forgives our sins. And I had three things here for people today, so I'll read them in a minute. So he forgives our sins, not one, not some, not just the not so bad ones, but all our sins. All our sins. In verse 12 of chapter 103, David doubles down and says, as far as the east is from the west, he removes our transgressions. The truth today is that God forgives all your sins. It's for everyone here. God forgives all our sins. That's a benefit of having God as your Lord and Saviour, who forgives all our sins. And these are the three things, okay? And if they apply to you, I'm just going to pray in a minute. So, that he forgives our sins. The first one is stop believing the lie that God is punishing you for your sin. You'll know if it's you. Stop believing the lie that God is punishing you for your sin. He disciplines those he loves. He doesn't punish you. So that's the first one. If that's you, you'll know. And we can deal with that in a minute. The second one is God has forgiven you, so you need to forgive yourself. Now these aren't things that we haven't talked about before. But this is for someone or some people here today. God has forgiven you, so you need to forgive yourself. And the last thing is, God has forgiven you. And this was really strong. Okay? God has forgiven you, so stop bringing up the mistakes from the past and holding it against someone. Because if it's good enough for God to forgive all our sins, it's good enough for us to forgive others. So they're the three things around God forgives all our sins. I'm going to pray specifically around this. All right, now if that's you, I'm not going to ask anyone to stand, but if that's you, you know. We're going to deal with that today, all right? And all I say about those three things is stop it. Stop believing the lie that God's punishing you. Stop putting yourself in a situation that you can't forgive yourself, and stop holding it against someone else. Stop it. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for your word today. We just thank you for your benefits. We just thank you that they are just so real. And Lord, it's our job not to forget, to remember, and to be grateful for what you have given. And so for these three things, God, I just pray that today for those who are dealing with those things, that they will be dealt with finally, forever, right now, in Jesus' name. Lord, that we would believe what you say, what your word says, and not some lie that's out there. So, Father, we just thank you and praise you for your life-changing word. We just thank you for today. And Lord, we lift 2022 to you. Lord, we make a choice to remember, to not forget your benefits. We praise you this day. We thank you this day for all you have given us. And we walk into this year, a new year, and we're resolved to spend more time with you and forget not your benefits. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. And everyone said, Amen.